The Fulton County City of Gloversville this week began outfitting its police force with body cameras. The devices are becoming standard practice in many police departments as video technology becomes more prevalent in our everyday lives and departments come under increasing scrutiny. Beginning this week, all patrol officers and shift supervisors in Gloversville are wearing body cameras. Gloversville Police began a trial program last summer and another in the fall. Police Captain Mike Scott said the cameras and recorded video help put administrators back where the officers were when reviewing an incident.
And to get the whole story, it doesn't take place of witness statements or the officers' accounts of that nature. It's just, I think it's a truer picture of the incident.
When the cameras are charged at the end of a shift, video is uploaded to the cloud automatically. With patrol officers and a sergeant wearing cameras, up to 6 cameras are on the street on a typical shift. Captain Scott said the cameras are budgeted for the next 5 years. Gloversville Mayor Dayton King says the city is budgeting for the cameras now and hopes to take advantage of grant funding in the future to help pay for costs associated with them. The city created a new position within the police department to manage and retrieve video upon request. King said the city and Police Chief Mark Porter got some advice from a nearby community before implementing the program.
I'm really excited for it. You know, Chief Porter's done a lot of research, went over to Saratoga Springs, spent some time with their guys, and got familiar with it over there before we just said, hey, this looks cool, we should do it. I'm excited about it.
The Saratoga Springs Police Department began using body cameras in a pilot program in 2012, one of the first in the greater capital region to do so. Now, almost 5 years later, all patrol officers are outfitted with a camera. Saratoga Springs Police Department Public Information Officer Lieutenant Bob Gilson said the program is working well, but admitted it did take a little bit of time to iron out the kinks.
As far as, you know, having enough cameras, and the administration here has done a great job as far as securing funds to outfit everybody with them. Technology changes as far as, you know, the costs associated with them. It's just, it comes with a territory, and we as an agency, we've been working to keep the program going and absorbing the costs here in our budget.
The Gloversville Police Department is encouraging feedback from the community as it implements the new technology. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.